Reverend Fletcher Relaford. Hallelujah. Come on and give Jesus a hand clap. He is the one that's worthy. Come on and praise him. Glory to God. Come on and give him some praise. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you for being my mother and being my father, too. I want to thank you for being my sister, even my brother too. I want to thank you for being my doctor, even the lawyer too. I want to thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you for being my mother, being my father too. I want to thank you for being my sister, being my brother too. I want to thank you for being my doctor, even the lawyer too. I want to thank you, Lord, for one more day. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Lord, for one more day. Come on and give God some praise. Come on and give him some praise. Glorify his name. He's worthy to be praised. There's no greater opportunity than we have, and that's to praise God. Come on and lift him up and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to 2 Kings chapter 7. Second Kings chapter 7. We're going to start with verse 1. It says, then Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof. And there were 4 lepers at the entering of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, than the famine in the city, and we shall die there. He said, they said, and if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel had hired against us the kings of the Hittites, kings of the Egyptians, to come up on us. Come on and give God some praise. There was a famine in Samaria before Elijah spoke what he did in chapter 7. The famine was so great that if you read in chapter 6, verse 25, it says, and there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until the ass's head was sold for 40 pieces of silver. That's $50. Then it said that, and the fourth part of a calf of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver, around $3. Now, that don't get mixed up with when it says the dove's dung, because we're talking about fertilizer. So it was priceless because there was a famine in the land, there was a drought there, and you needed good fertilizer for the crops to grow. Then Elijah spoke in chapter 7. He said, hear ye the word of the Lord. About tomorrow, he said, about the time shall a measure of flour be sold for a shekel. Not much money. God can change the economy in your life. It may be high in one instance, but when God put his hand in the midst of your problems, God can change the circumstances. It doesn't matter how bad the situation looks. And if you look around, and many people are looking around and they are afraid to their last wits. Why? Because they are looking at economy. But my Bible tells me that they that keep their mind stayed up on him shall have perfect peace in the economy. You don't have to worry about what's going to happen to your life, because God has got his hand on your life. Can't no man take what God has in store for you. Can't no man add to it. Why? Because it comes from the hand of God and not the hand of man. And when it comes from the hand of God, it is divine and it is more than enough. And you are able to use what you got and give unto others. Hallelujah. I like God, because when he bless you, he bless those around you. Verse 3, it says, there were 4 leprous men at the entering of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit here until we die? They already knew their situation. They was going to die sooner or later because they was lepers. But they didn't have their mind stayed on their condition. They got up from where they were. Some people want to sit down where they are. Don't die where you fall down at. Get up and shake ourselves off and start all over again. It doesn't matter about life or death. All it matters about is who do you have your mind stayed up on. And if you have your mind stayed up on God, God can give you a miracle at any time. The lepers wasn't worried about dying of leper. They said, well, we don't have much choice. If we sit here, we're going to die. Peradventure, we go into the camp, maybe they'll keep us alive. Maybe they'll make us slaves. They make us slave, that means that we're going to get something to eat. If we get something to eat, that means that our body's going to be strong again. You remember, they're on the outside of the city. They weren't allowed to come into the city where everything was plentiful when it was plenty. They had to stay on the outside of the city for fear of contaminating the city. Don't worry about your circumstances, your situation. Don't let them contaminate your life. You got to rise up from where you are and go to where you want to be. You got to get up out of the mess that you're in, and God didn't put us there. And you got to go where the blessing is. That means that you got to trust God and believe God. That means that you got to endure. That means that you got to study to show yourself approved. That means that you got to pray. That means that you got to love one another. That means that you got to comfort one another. That means that you got to lift up the name of Jesus. That means that you got to lift up your brother and your sister. Glory to God. That means that you got to pray without ceasing. That means that you got to study this word. Glory to God. So that you can have an open mind when God speaks to you. You will surely hear what he's saying. They say, why sit here? Why die in the economy? I'm not about to die in the economy. I don't know what number this is, but it's been more than this economy. I came through that 1932 thing, and I wasn't even saved. But now I know that God had his hand up on us all the time. It didn't make no difference. He was just getting us to the place of his salvation, and from salvation so that we can walk in the power of his might, so that we can be blessed, and be blessed along life's pathway. That's what God want to do to his people today. Glory to God. God is just like that mother hen in Proverbs, I think it is, where the mother covers her little children. Glory to God. God, our Father, covers us. Glory to God. We are his children. We are his offspring. And God won't let none of us perish, nor none of us die. We are not finished here until God said it's over. Hallelujah. That's what them lepers thought. They said, they weren't thinking about it. They said, well, we might as well go into the city. If we stay here, we're going to die. If we go in there, if they let us live, we're going to live. And if they don't, they're going to kill us. So what do we got? We might as well go. You won't know anything until you get up, make up your mind, and proceed after God. You won't know the blessing that God got in your life until you seek him. And the Bible says, seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Ask and it shall be given. You won't know what God has in store for you if you're going to sit and have the mully grubs because your bills are stacked up high, because you don't have any money left when your paycheck pay off your bills before they get in your hand. Glory to God. That paycheck that you have automatically banked. Go to your bank, glory to God, and the bill collectors send their resumes in, and they take that money out of there, and you don't even see it, glory to God. Don't worry about that situation, that circumstance. Just because that door is closed, God has got another door open for you. Don't sit down in your mess. Don't sit down in the circumstance. Don't sit down in the sickness. Don't sit down because the cloud is cloudy. Don't sit down because it's raining hard. Don't sit down and wait, glory to God, because man ain't going to help you, but God will help you. He said if you open up your heart unto him, he'll answer you and show you great and mighty things. He'll show you great things in the family. He'll show you great things in your sickness. He'll show you great things, whatever you have need of in this life. Hallelujah. They knew it was a famine. Wasn't nothing out there to eat. They was going to where the food was at. They was going where they can get some clothes. They was going where they can lay down in the bed, perhaps. They didn't know the outcome of it. We don't know the outcome of tomorrow. We don't know the outcome of it when we leave here tonight. But the Bible says, trust in the Lord always and lean not to your own understanding. But in all our ways, acknowledge him and what? He'll direct our path. So when we leave here tonight, God is going to be with us. When we go out with Mary Wayne, God is going to be with us. When we lay down at night, God is going to be with us. When we rise up in the morning, if it be the will of God, God is going to be with us. And it's going to take God to wake us up. It's going to take God to comfort us throughout the night. Glory to God. When we lay down, we can lay down in peace. And we can lay down expecting some rest. Why? Because God said he will hold back no good thing for those that lift him up and praise his name. Hallelujah. If we said we will enter into the city, then the famine in the city. See, it was famine in the city too. They knew it. But perchance there's some food in the city. Perchance there's some medical care in the city. Perchance there's some assistance that's of some kind that we can get in the city. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. You can get help if you walk in the kingdom of God. There's help in the kingdom of God. Why? Because that's where God is dwelling and that's where his people are. We are not lepers on the outside in the city, but we are on the inside. Glory to God. And God done paid the price. So if we do catch cancer, if we do get sick, it's in the kingdom. Glory to God. And I can be healed. I can be delivered. I can be set free. God will come to your rescue. Don't worry about your bill. God has got it all in hand. Amen. Who got us in there? We did. Guess who can't get us out? We can't. Who is a great deliverer? God. That's the greatest deliverer in the world. It's not the silver and the gold. See, a lot of people got the silver and the gold and they're rich and they got everything and they think they have made it. But you find out that they got a void in their life. Some of the rich folks got so many things. They have to do like the rich man in the Bible. They got to build some more garages to put the cars in. They got to build some, have two or three houses all over the land. And they still are not satisfied. They think that's the greatest thing to achieve on that level. But I'm here to tell you tonight, the greatest opportunity man will ever have is to serve Jesus. Yeah. Serve him in the famine. See, God don't bless you on the mountaintop. You don't need any blessings on the mountaintop. God only blesses you in the famine. God bless you when you're in trouble. That's when he come to your rescue. Why? Because you have your circumstances, your situation done to humble you enough so that you can call on his name. And that's where God show up and deliver you out of that stuff. And when he deliver you, then you will surely know that it's by the hand of God. You will surely know, glory to God, that this is the one that I got to keep my mind stayed on from here on out, glory to God. This is the one that I got to go after. This is the one I got to seek. This is the one I got to hold fast to. This is the one that I got to lift up. This is the one that I got to tell the world that this is the one that delivered us and set us free. Hallelujah. Man can maneuver all he wants to. He can't make the world better. He just make it worse. He tried this and he tried that. And the reason it's failed, because it was already failed from the beginning. When he transgressed against God, he failed. And everything after that of his seed is failure. But then this other seed come along called Jesus and retrieve that which was lost. And now I can go into the city and God will bring me out and God will lift me up and God will help me. And now I can be satisfied. Let me tell you something. You can be satisfied and burdened down with some bills. You say, oh, I don't know about that. Well, if you keep your mind upon the one that can get you out, you can have some joy. See, there may be trouble in the camp, but where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. When God show up, you got some joy. When God show up, you got some peace. But you got to transfer your mind unto his mind and let God direct you and guide you, and you can have some peace in the midst of your storm. A lot of people can't even make the decision of the lepers. They just sit still and say, maybe this will happen. They sit still and they look for their relatives and the in-laws to give them a hand. But the relatives and the in-laws soon run out of patience. And they only gonna take so much and do so much. But if you're just sitting there, they're going to cut you off. And you'll find yourself in a worse shape that you was in if you had got up and at least went out and looked for a job. At least go out and search for something. At least go out and look for it. There's a place that you can go to and you can find everything that you have need of. And that's Jesus. You can go to him and he won't turn you down because you got a felony. He won't turn you down because you was a murderer. He won't turn you down because you're a drunk. He won't turn you down because you cursing, you fornicating, all this stuff. Jesus won't turn you down. You can qualify in his kingdom anytime that you choose to turn around and turn unto him. And when you accept him into your heart and life, you will qualify for any job in the kingdom. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. God got some good McDonald's jobs in the kingdom. See, a lot of people don't want to work McDonald's. Boy, I can't work for that little bit of money. I got to leap over a hurdle and get the big stuff. No, you got to start from where you are. See, these lepers started from where they were. They said, let's don't sit here. Let's get up. You know, let's take a chance. If we get killed, we're going to die anyway. If they let us live, we're going to live. We're going to have what we have need of. I'll be able to eat. I'll be able to do this. And perchance they'll make us slave and we can work for them and they'll pay us some kind of wage. Even if it's just food, get some pay. Some people turn down an opportunity. Sometimes a small opportunity is the greatest opportunity in your life. You got to see, God is looking. And if you don't take the first opportunity that come along, and the Bible says, in all things, give thanks unto God. If you give thanks unto God, then sooner or later, you might be head of a chain of them McDonald's. And if you keep on pressing and keep on persevering and keep on enduring, you can own several of those McDonald's. But you got to do something. God don't bless nobody. You know, if you, like I said before, if you're on top of the money, on top of the mountain, you don't need no blessing. You know, you don't need no blessing. You got money. You got all of this. But make sure you got God. Make sure you got God. Because if you don't have God in it won't last. If you don't have God in it, sooner or later, some holes going to show up in your financial bucket. If you don't have God in it, sooner or later, your health going to fail you. That's what happened to all those people that don't know God and got all the riches and got all the money and all this thing. Sooner or later, their health problem catch up with them. And all of that silver and all of that gold can't heal cancer. All of that silver and that gold can't heal your mind when you're about to go out of your wits' end for fear. See, they're so afraid that somebody's going to steal their money away from them, especially today, the way they are going online, doing all these things. So what are they doing? They are out trying to make more and more and more. Glory to God. But the leper men, they got up. They said, we're not looking for the big thing. We're just looking, glory to God, for a helping hand, glory to God. We're just looking for a little bit. We're just looking for enough to regain our strength. We're looking for someone to love us, someone to take us in, someone to be kind, someone to lift us up, and someone to invite us into their home and feed us and guide us and lead us and teach us. That's what God want to do to the children today. He want us in the kingdom of God so that he can lead us and guide us and teach us so that we can obtain everything that we have need of. And they rose up in the twilight. You know, some people so lazy they go job hunting at noonday. They rose up in the twilight, just when the light is beginning to come in. See, they wanted to be there when the gates open. They want to be there. They said, well, we're going to go out here to these Syrians, and we know when the gates are open, we're going to be standing at the gate. That's the way we got to be in life. We got to be willing with all our heart, soul, and all our mind to serve God. We can't sit around and wait for God just to lift us up and take us. I guess we sometimes we wait till he take us out of the spirit and take us, if we looking for a job, take us over here and all of that. And like you ain't got to do nothing, but you won't get no job today unless you fill out that resume. And sometimes it's so complicated, so you're going to need God anyway. You're going to need some help in this world. And the greatest help for you and I is God. There is none like him. There's no greater power than the power of God. And a lot of people think it's not real because they don't trust God. They trust in the arm of the flesh. But let me tell you something about flesh. It soon dies. When flesh is only thinking about flesh, it's not thinking about the other flesh, but it's thinking about its own flesh. And they don't care if you perish. All they're going to do is look at you and say, look at them out there. They, them Christians out there, they just sitting up in them pews every Sunday. They praising God and all this stuff. And next time I see them, they are standing in that commodity line that where you go get that food, free food. They are standing in them lines. Why? Because they going to come back next week and they're going to sit in the church and they're going to say, how God bless me. And they didn't do anything. Glory to God. Some of them won't even go stand in the line. Glory to God. Some of them won't even take time out to go stand in the line. If they have to do anything that's called W-O-R-K, they'll soon turn away. Glory to God. But these lepers, that they wouldn't sit down. They didn't mind walking, glory to God. They didn't mind hiking a little bit, glory to God. They didn't mind, glory to God, getting their mind on the city. They had their mind on the city. You got to get your mind on the city. You got to get your mind on God. You got to get your mind on the kingdom of God. And when you enter into his gate with thanksgiving and enter his court with praise, God will come to your rescue and he will bless you and he will keep you and he will guide you. Hallelujah. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp, verse 5 of Syria, behold, there was nobody there. God said he'll prepare a table in the midst of your enemies. They won't be able to come to the table because it's not prepared for them. That's why God scattered them, got them out of the way. It wasn't for them. What God bless you with, don't worry about your enemy that attacked you before, that came against you, going to be able to take what God has given you. You just go sit at the table because it's for you. God has got a spot for you. He got a place for you. He's got blessings for you at the table. But you got to get up and go. You got to get up like those leper boys. They got up. No sense in sitting here dying. I'm sitting here, we gonna get weak because this ain't nothing out here where we are but death. In other words, they said, let's take a chance. Let's go into the city. There might be something there for us. You got to trust in God in your circumstances and your situation because you don't know how God is going to handle it. In other words, don't worry about how God is going to handle it. All you got to do is cast it up on him. Why? Because he cared for you. And when you let God handle it without meddling it, without going back, just praying your heart out for the same thing over and over again. You don't have to pray to God but one time. And the Bible said it's sealed by the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. And God will hear your prayer and God will answer your prayer. All you got to do is wait up on the Lord and he shall renew your strength and your mind. He'll keep you till the blessing come. He'll keep you, glory to God, in your mind and in your walk and in your talk. God will keep you until the right season for you to receive that blessing. Hallelujah. Verse 6, it said, for the Lord has made the host of the Syrian to hear the noise of chariots, noise of horses, and even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us, king of the Hittites, king of the Egyptians, to come upon us. The Lord here means Jehovah. Jehovah, which is the Greek or Hebrew word, Sophrim, which is altered to Adonai. Jehovah is God in covenant relation to those whom he created. Adonai is the Lord in his relation to the earth and as carrying out his purpose of blessings in the earth. So you see, the enemy cannot harm you or touch you because the Lord is on our side. He made them to scatter. Sometimes you're so burdened down, and people get this way. They get burdened. I'm talking Christians. They get burdened down, and they get so weary, and they get so stressed out. They get jittery when they come to church. If somebody passed by them, they think they're talking about them. They so jittery, they catch that peripheral vision thing, and somebody maybe take a Kleenex and wipe the face or nose or something, and they think somebody is trying to write something down on them. Why? Because they're all jittery. They're all mixed up. They're all caught up in their circumstances and their situation. Why? Because they had not got up from where they were. They're going to sit there and die in those things. I'm not talking about leaving here, losing your breath or nothing like that. But you might as well be dead because stress is going to take you out sooner or later. You can't worry about the circumstances, the situation you're in. Just keep your mind on Jesus. The lepers knew that they had leprosy. They knew, well, we're going to die with that sooner or later. They knew that if they go into the city, that the Syrians might kill them. But they knew if we stay here, we're going to die also. I don't know about you, but I'd rather do something. If I'm going to go down, let me go down doing something. If I'm going to go down, let me go down fighting. If I'm going to go down, let me go down believing on Jesus Christ. If I'm going to lose my mind, let me lose it in thinking on Jesus. If I'm going to die from my sickness, glory to God, let me glorify God on the way out of here. Hallelujah. That's the way we got to be. We got to always be lifting up Jesus, glorifying his name all the way home. Doesn't matter what you got to go through because you're going to go through them. But if you hold on to his unchanging hand, you'll make it through every time. Glory to God. So don't worry about your problems and circumstances. Turn them over to Jesus. Turn them over to him. And get some rest at night and some sleep. Instead of walking the floor. Every time you wake up thinking about them bills, they're still there. Ain't going nowhere. You don't have to worry about them. You call the bill collector, the one who you owe it to, they're going to tell you the same thing. You're going to say, well, can you give me a little, you know, a little break here, a little break there? You know, they got plenty of breaks they can give you. But guess what the result is? You're going to pay that fullness of that loan, whatever you owe. And guess what else you're doing? You're wasting a phone call because you got to pay that phone bill that you called down there trying to get them to do a favor for you. But why not call on Jesus? He don't charge you nothing for calling. He don't charge you nothing for presenting your case before him. Matter of fact, he already knew it before you come before him. But all he want to know is that you are determined not to sit down and die where you are, but you are determined to get up and trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, glory to God. Trust him and he'll direct your path and lead you and guide you out of your troubles. The trouble with a lot of people, they don't want to come out. They want to come out, but they don't want to do nothing to come out. You just can't sit there and get out. You got to do something. Remember, this is a life that God given. This life is always moving. It's always living. It's not stagnated. You got to do something. When you do something, you get something. You ain't going to always get it when you want to or when you need it even. But if you're trusting God, you will surely get it. Verse 7, it says, wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses and even the camp as it was and fled for their life. Don't you know God will cause your enemy to run for his life? Because they come to take your life, God put a derision in your enemies and call them to run for their life, cause them to never look back, glory to God. You know, they wasn't looking back. They heard all that noise of horses and chariots and all that stuff. They just knew it represented thousands and hundreds of thousands of men. And all they thought about was the Hittite and the Egyptians, the one that they used to hang out with, glory to God. They thought about them, glory to God. Now they done come against them. God done raised them up against them. Yeah, God done raised them up against them. God just put fear in their heart and they ran for their lives. And them lepers went in there and had a feast. They had a party. They had so much stuff they didn't know what to do. They had so much to eat they didn't know where to start. They could change clothes if they wanted to. They could do whatever they will because there was nobody in the camp but them and the glory of God. Nobody in your circumstances but you and Jesus. And long as he's in the midst of them, you got good company. Glory to God. And you don't have to worry about the enemy sneaking in on your back door. You don't have to worry about him coming in from the rooftop. You don't have to worry about him talking to you nasty on the telephone. You don't have to worry about him sending you an email on that computer. Glory to God. Why? Because God will put a derision in the midst of your enemies and cause them to flee for their life. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. We serve a good God. There's none better, none as good like God. People looking for the best, you can recommend them to Jesus. They might not seek him, but you still can recommend him. And when we be obedient unto God, and that's like Pastor was preaching this morning, that's ministry when you let somebody know who you are. When you let somebody know you're a child of God, whether they receive you or not, that ain't none of our business. God has said you can't make nobody like you. Jesus couldn't make a whole lot of folks like him. Even his own didn't like him. He couldn't do no miracles among his own. So everybody ain't gonna like you. But there's one that loved you, and that's Jesus. You can always go to him and you can ask anything of him. And he'll give you the answer, the right answer, every time. Everybody come and stand in the altar. Praise God. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. He's worthy.